All set to go now. At the top of the fifth inning, it'll be Bob Speak, Ernie Banks, and Walt Warren for Chicago. Bob Speak is singled and grounded out in two trips. John Drysdale ready. Here's the first pitch. Fastball on the outside corner, knee high, strike one. Brooklyn 4 and Chicago 1. Game 3 of the 5-game weekend series. Drysdale delivers again to Speak. Takes it high outside, ball 1. Count evens, 1-1 on Bob Speak. Ernie Banks on deck and Walt Morin to follow. Here's the windup, the 1-1 pitch. Inside on the corner for strike two. 1-2. One and two. None out, none on. Dodgers 4, Chicago 1, top of the fifth inning. The pitch is low for a ball, and the count goes 2-2, and Campanella now talking to Landis a minute. Drysdale came off the mound a few steps to have something to say. Thought that pitch might have been a strike. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Bob Speak. Drysdale ready. Here's the windup in the pitch. Ground ball to the right side. Hodges makes a backhand knockdown. Turn, throws. In time on a nice play. Hodges went far to his right, backhanded the ball, and rolled off his glove. He made a quick recovery, turned and threw to Drysdale to get Speak by a step. So it's one out for Chicago in the fifth inning, and the batter is Ernie Banks. Ernie had a double, and he struck out. So Banks hitting 269 is the Chicago batter here in the fifth inning. Drysdale into the windup, and here's his pitch. High pop foul off to the right. It'll be out of play in the upper deck. One out, none on for Chicago in the fifth inning. The Cubs have 6 base hits. The Dodgers have 4. Dodgers lead 4-1. Got all of their hits and runs in the first inning. Sidearm fastball is through for a strike two on Banks. Nothing in two to the Chicago shortstop, Ernie Banks. Drysdale winds and fires. Foul tip in the glove. Campy holds on and Banks down on strike. For Drysdale, that's 5 strikeouts. Don started today with 79 strikeouts in 116 innings, so now he has 84 in 120 and two-third innings. Left-hand batter Walt Morin coming on, grounded out to drive in a run and singled. So he's 1-for-2, hitting 309. Swing and a miss, strike one. Nothing in one to count to Walt Morin. 2 outs, none on for Chicago in the top of the fifth inning. Drysdale winds. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball one. Pittsburgh 2, St. Louis 7 at the end of 5.5 innings. One count. Here's the pitch. Inside, ball 2. Drysdale with a hold up pitch that time. Got it inside at the hand. And a 2-ball, 1-strike count on Morin. Don ready again. Here's the pitch. A drive to center field. Snyder goes sliding back, turns, and makes the grab side retire. So Morin lines out straight away to Snyder, and it's 3 up, 3 down. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. So at the end of 4.5 innings of play, the score, Brooklyn 4 and Chicago 1. And now a word from Al Helfer.
Well, say, if I were to stop you on the street and ask you to tell me the one thing they brew beer for, what would you think the right answer would be? For the look of the beer? For the gold of afternoon sunlight? The snowy whiteness of a billow of foam? For the taste? The rich, mellow flavor? The zippy, appetizing flavor you don't always find? Well, you'd be right. But more than those things, what they brew beer for most of all is enjoyment. Your enjoyment. The kind of enjoyment that makes you smack your lips and say, bring on another. Brother, that's the story of Schaefer beer. It's food for enjoyment, for perfect looks, for tops and flavor. For your enjoyment, through and through. You try Schaefer today. You'll see, it's real beer. Last half of inning number five. The Brooklyn Dodgers are leading in the ballgame 4-1. Brooklyn four runs on four hits, no errors. Chicago one run, six hits, one error. Coming up in the bottom of the fifth is Charlie Neal, the leadoff man. Jerry, you all set?
Okay, Al. Charlie Neal has walked and grounded out in two tries, and his batting average is .266. Kendall, Banks, Morgan, and Speak on the infield for Chicago. And Jim Bosman doing the pitching. First pitch is low for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Neal, Gilliam, and Snyder, first three due up here. Dodgers with four in the first, lead Chicago 4-1. Cubs also got their run in the first inning. Charlie swings and misses on a fastball, and the count, strike two. Neal waiting, strike two count. Jim Brosnan checks the sign with catcher Charlie Silvera. Here's the pitch. Curve way outside, ball one. One and two. The Chicago outfield is Walls in left, Will in center, and Morin in right. The Yankees in Cleveland, 2-2 at the end of four and a half innings of play at Cleveland today. Here's a fastball inside the Neal, and it's 2-2. Chicago leads Boston 2-0 at the end of three and a half. Those are American League scores. At the end of six and a half in the Nationals, St. Louis 7 and Pittsburgh 2. The Red Legs now come up with three runs in the fourth, but trail the Phillies 4-3 at the end of four innings of play. Here's the pitch. The bounder hit up the third baseline, rolling just foul. Bounced off Jerry Kindle's arm, but he knocked it down in foul ground. At the end of five and a half innings, Milwaukee 4 and the Giants nothing. The Dodgers, of course, hopeful that today they'd get some help from the Giants. If the Dodgers win and the Giants win, the Dodgers would take first place from Milwaukee by a percentage point. Trail them by one game. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. Neal goes down clean. And Jim Brosnan has brought along a strikeout pitch today. He's struck out five now. Here's Gilliam up. Junior grounded out and struck out in two turns and is hitting .266. Snyder on deck. Hodges down in the hole. Brosnan ready. Here's the pitch. Gilliam swings a high fly to left field. Waiting in his tracks is Lee Wall. Moves one step to his right and makes the catch. And now let's check in a station break. This is the Brooklyn Dodgers Radio Network.
For the tops in recorded entertainment, dial 1460 WOKO, Albany, the Capital District's most talked about station.
Snyder has walked and flied to right, so he's none for one today, hitting .281. Duke waiting with two outs, none on, fifth inning. Field and infield playing around to the right and deep against Snyder. Brosnan winds, here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike one. High fastball. The Dodgers had four base hits in the ball game, and they came in a row in the first inning. With two outs, Snyder on, Hodges got a single, Amoros doubled, Simoli doubled, and Jackson singled. And that's all the Dodgers have been able to muster up on the offense. Cubs have picked up six hits, but only one run. Strike one to Snyder. The windup in the pitch. Curve is in and over for strike two. Brosnan came on to work in the second inning and has struck out five and has walked two. Has allowed no runs and no hits. Nothing in two to Snyder with two outs, none on, last half of the fifth inning. Okay, the windup, and here's the pitch. Outside, ball one, one and two. Ball and two strikes. Snyder waiting. Brosnan winds. Here it comes. Outside again. Ball two. Two and two to Duke. Doubleheader tomorrow, then the Dodgers head west. They off Monday. Play in St. Louis Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And the games on Wednesday and Thursday will be televised as well as heard on radio. Wednesday and Thursday nights at 8:55, Road TV from St. Louis on Channel 9. All the Dodger away games on radio on the station you're listening to now. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Curveball is low. Ball three. Full count to Snyder. So the Duke wandering around outside the batter's box. Snyder feels that he's now attaining some of the hitting ability he had in years gone by. Duke's been hitting the ball very well. Says he's been waiting on the ball better, trying to keep his eye on it and try to get his timing back. Feels that it's almost all set now. Ball four comes down, and Snyder is on with a walk. Walk number three given up by Brosnan. And now Gil Hodge is coming on. Gil got a base hit off Dave Hillman's finger in the first inning. Popped up in the third. So Hodge is hitting 305, comes on now with one on and two outs. The Dodgers 4 and the Cubs 1, third game of the series. Doubleheader tomorrow. All right, here's the stretch by Brosnan, the pitch to the plate. Gill takes it high, ball one. Umpire Stan Landis makes an exchange of baseballs now with catcher Charlie Silvera. And Silvera walks to the mound with it. One on, two out, fifth inning. 4-1. The Giants fail to score in the sixth inning, and the Braves lead them 4-0. Bob Strobridge. Is waiting, 1-0 count. Six, fastball, low outside, ball two. Two balls, no strike. Well, we hope you folks can come out tomorrow and see the doubleheader. If not, a lot of big days coming up in August when the Dodgers get home. Two-0 count, a throw to first base, and Snyder is back. A fine, warm Schaefer afternoon here at the ballpark. Hope you're enjoying Schaefer wherever you are, whatever you may be doing. Swing and a pop fly by Hodges out back of second. Bobby Morgan changed his eyes, almost lost the ball in the sun. Had to kind of lean away and keep his glove covering his eyes and casting a shadow, and he made the play. So Hodges pops out to Morgan in back of second. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on. And so at the end of five, the score, the Dodgers 4 and Chicago 1. And now, here's Al.
Well, here's an announcement a lot of you folks have been waiting for. The annual Camera Day at Ebbets Field. The Dodgers Argus Camera Day for 1957 will be held on Saturday, August 24th. That's a fine date, too, with Milwaukee. So All of your camera fans, get your cameras out and polish your lenses for another big camera day. The Dodgers' Argus Camera Day at Ebbets Field. Jot down the date now and write in for your tickets or pick them up at any Dodger ticket office. Saturday, August 24th. The camera day entry blanks are at the printers now and will be available next week. They'll be available wherever Argus camera products are sold. And, of course, at Dodger ticket offices as well. The top half of inning number six with Lee Rawls coming up as the first man for Chicago, followed by Kendall and Morgan. All right, Jerry. All right, Lee Rawls has walked and been on a force play and is starting average 233, facing Don Drysdale, working on a 4-1 lead here in the sixth inning. At the end of four innings, Philadelphia leads Cincinnati 4-3. All right, Drysdale checks around now, gets set to go, pitching to Lee Walls. The windup in the first pitch. Bouncer foul to the left side, rolling toward the box seat really. Strike one on Walls, hitting in the number five spot for Chicago. Next pitch. In for a strike two. Nothing in two. Drysdale winds and fires. Curveball outside. One and two. One ball, two strikes. On the batter, Lee Wall. Jerry Kendall on deck and Bobby Morgan to follow. Drysdale winds and fires. Low curve is outside, ball two. And it's two and two. Dodgers won a doubleheader last night from Chicago and are now 9-1 with the Cubs on the year. Two balls, two strikes on Lee Walls leading off in the sixth inning. High fly ball into center field. Stratter racing over toward right center. Cimoli going over. Duke makes the call and grabs it. One away. Walls dives to Stratter in right center. Jerry Kendall coming on is lined out to third and struck out. None for two. And Kendall is hitting 198. Drysdale delivers to the right-hand batter. A strike. Side-armed in. Nothing in one. Curve low and it's ball one, one and one. Jerry Kendall at bat. Bonus score for Chicago. The windup and here's the thing. Swung on and missed for a strike. Side-arm fastball offered up by Drysdale. One ball, two strikes to count to Jerry Kendall. One out, none on, sixth inning. The Dodgers lead 4-1 over Chicago. Two. Here's the windup in the fifth. Curveball bites in the dirt, gets by Campanella, and the count goes even at 2-2. Turn two. Campy gives Drysdale the sign, and the count. Here's the pitch. Fastball came in letter high and Kendall is caught looking. And for Don Drysdale, strikeout number six. So we have two away now and the batter will be Bobby Morgan. Fly to left and tripled off the scoreboard. Bobby hitting 228.
Mr. Morgan. High and inside, ball one. Bobby slid out of there. Well, Milwaukee has added another run in the seventh, and he's still batting and leads the Giants now 5-0. Playing in the top half of the seventh. Here's the pitch. Fastball in for a strike, and the count evens 1-1 on Morgan. The on-deck hitter, the catcher, Charlie Silvera. The pitch down. Foul away in the lower stands back at first. And a one ball, two strike count. One and two. Morgan waiting, two outs, no runs, sixth inning. Drysdale winds, fire. Fastball is low, and it's ball two. Even count now, two balls, two strikes. Schaefer Beer, happy to send it to you, and don't forget for the weekend, get a good supply of those Schaefer quartz. Friends drop in, or you go out to the beach or something, you'll have a good supply on hand. Morgan falls down from one as he tries to check his swing, and did in time. Campy rolled the ball back to the box. Thought he had strike three, but Morgan falling away, checked up on his swing, and it's ball three, strike two. So Bobby back in again with a full count. Guys, they're ready. Here's the pitch. Foul ball popped back behind the plate, and it'll be out of play. Can't be turned to have a look at it. Two to Bobby Morgan. Drysdale takes off a sign, now gets one he likes. The windup and down it comes. Ground ball right back to Drysdale on one sharp bounce. Play the first in time and the side retired. So, three up, three down, no runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. Chicago out in the sixth inning, and at the end of five and a half, it's Dodgers 4, Cubs 1.
Washington, London, Bangkok, Jerusalem.
From all over the world, news of the world.
But the biggest news is from Rolls Oldsmobile, Central and Banning in Albany. That news is over 67% of Rolls Oldsmobile sales are to repeat customers, people who trade year after year with Rolls.
And there's a reason. Rolls Oldsmobile maintains in their modern service shop all the latest equipment and instruments to give continuing warranty service on every Rolls they sell.
Service that continues on from the first moment the sale is made. Rolls Oldsmobile utilizes only the newest, up-to-the-minute factory methods in offering this warranty service. Their mechanical experts are schooled in Oldsmobile methods.
Not only that, but Rolls Oldsmobile gives you a good deal. So buy from a dealer who stands behind the purchase. Rolls Oldsmobile. Remember, over 67% of Rolls Oldsmobile sales are to repeat customers. Before you buy any car, see Rolls Oldsmobile, the Capital District's oldest franchised Oldsmobile dealer. Over 30 years at Central and Banning.
Five and a half innings of play. The Brooklyn Dodgers are still out in front over Chicago, 4-1. Brooklyn four runs, four hits, no errors, and Chicago one run, six hits, one out. In the last half of the sixth, Amoros, Smoley, and Jackson. All right, Jerry, we're waiting.
All right, Sandy Amoros doubled to right field in the first inning and drove in a run and came in to score on a double by Gino Smoley. Dodgers 4-1 over the Cubs, last of the sixth. Sandy walks in the third, so he's 1-for-1 today and hitting 3-0-1. Amoros has been a hot hitter for the Dodgers here in the last nine games. High curveball by Brosnan stays outside, ball one. In the last six games, Amoros has been on base 17 times out of 27 times up. Eight hits and 18 at bats for a .444 percentage. He's had eight walks, hit once by a pitch ball, and knocked in six runs. He's now 19 out of 29 on base, including today. He's been on two for two today. Ball two to count. Brosnan winds. Here it is. Outside on the corner for a strike. 2-1. Two balls, one strike to Amaral. Randy Whitting, bat held straight up and down, waggling a bit. Takes a curve for strike two. Two and two on Sandy Amaral. First batter up in the sixth inning for the Dodgers. Four runs and four hits, and they all came in the first inning. Rosen pitches in the dirt, ball three. So to Amaral, three and two. Two count. Right-hander Jim Brosnan into the lineup, pumps and pitches. Sandy sends a high pop foul off the left side. Back comes Scotty Silvera back toward the bat rack and makes the cut. So Amaral fouls out to Silvera off toward the Chicago dugout on the left side. One away, Gino Cimoli coming on. Gino hit a double off the scoreboard in right field to drive in a pair in the first inning. So with one out, none on, Cimoli coming on, and the Cubs getting very effective relief pitching from Jim Brosnan. And this might be Jim's last inning. He's due to hit in the seventh inning, and we now have bullpen activity for Chicago. Here's the pitch to Gino, swung on and missed, strike one. In the bullpen, Dick Drott warming up for the Cubs. Here's the pitch by Brosnan, and the curveball low, ball one. Even count, one ball, one strike on Cimoli. Fastball is swung on and missed for a strike, one and two. Total crowd today of 14,686, 6,758 paid, 2,108 ladies, and 6,000 not old kids. One and two, down it comes. Strike three called on Gino, and he questions umpire Stan Landis about it. Stands at the plate discussing it with him. Gino thought the pitch was a little inside on him, and Landis called him out on strike. So for the Chicago pitcher, Jim Brosnan, strikeout number six. Up now, Randy Jackson has struck out and single, drove in a run. Two down, sixth inning, and the Dodgers lead 4-1. Jackson swings a high fly to center field. Bob Will going way back for this one. Back, back, back. And it's into the center field stand. Home run. So Randy Jackson gets his first home run of the year. Long high fly that drops about six rows back into the center field stand straight away. And it's now 5-1 Brooklyn with Roy Campanella coming on. And Jackson on a very good streak since he got back into the lineup. He now in seven games, including one appearance as a pinch hitter, has had 9 for 20. Campy takes a curveball for a strike, and the count came as 1-1. So Randy Jackson got his bad knee patched up, back in action, and he's swinging a big bat. 9 hits, and let's make that 21 at bat. Fastball is low, and it's 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike. At the end of this half inning, Al will have a complete rundown on the Schaefer scoreboard, give you all the other scores. Here's the pitch. Campy swings a big hopper out towards short. Ernie Banks gets it, makes his play, and the side is retired. So for the Dodgers in the sixth inning, one run, one hit, home run by Randy Jackson. No errors and none left on. And at the end of six, it's Brooklyn 5 and Chicago 1. And now, as promised, here's Al with the scoreboard.
At the end of seven innings in that game between Milwaukee and the Giants, the Braves are leading it 5-0. Trowbridge pitching for Milwaukee. Gomez, McCormick in the second. Now Al Worthington in the seventh for the Giants. Crandall and Covington have both hit home runs. Cincinnati, Philadelphia at the end of 4.5 innings. It's 5-4 in favor of Cincinnati over Philadelphia. Just Coast commenced it for Cincinnati and Gross in the third. Philadelphia started Hearn and had Hacker come on in his relief in the fourth and Moorhead in the fifth, with Anderson hitting a home run in the third with one on for the Philadelphia Phillies. St. Louis, Pittsburgh at the end of 7.5 innings. It's 9-4 in favor of St. Louis. Dixon started Merritt his relief in the seventh. Pittsburgh had Friend begin it, King in the third, Swanson in the sixth, Pace in the eighth, and Arroyo in the eighth. Dale Ennis in the third with two men on, hit his 14th home run of the year for St. Louis. In the American League, at the end of five innings of play, it is the Yankees 2 and the Cleveland Indians 2. Chance started for the Yankees, Byrne his relief in the fifth. Early win pitching this ball game for the Indians. Boston and Chicago at the end of four. Chicago leads the Red Sox 2-0. Sisler began for Boston. Porterfield, his relief in the second. For the Chicago White Sox, the pitcher is Dick Donovan. Washington and Detroit at the end of five, tied up at 1-1. Russ Kemmer for Washington, pitching against Frank Larry of Detroit. Lemon hit a home run in the first with the bases empty, his 13th of the year for Washington. And the ball game between Baltimore and Kansas City out of Kansas City has been delayed because of rain. The probable starting pitcher, should they get this one underway, will be Johnson for Baltimore, and for Kansas City, Arnold Porter Carrero. Now we're ready to go with more action here, so let's get back to Jerry. Chuck Tanner, pitch hitting for Severa, hits the foul ball, grounded past first. And it's strike one on pinch batter Chuck Tanner, hitting for Chicago here, batting for Charlie Severa. Top of the seventh inning, Dodgers lead now, 5-1. Tanner hitting 278, batting for Severa. Dale Long has come out to the on-deck circle to bat for Jim Brosnan. Drysdale delivers a swing and a slow roller up the first baseline. And Freddie Fitzsimmons comes over to make the play on it. A strike two count on pinch batter Chuck Tanner. With Dale Long out on deck. Said lined in the right field for Tanner. Cimoli over to play it, fires it back in, and pinch batter Chuck Tanner is on with a single to right. And off Don Drysdale, base hit number seven. Here's Dale Long coming on as a pinch batter. Dale is hitting 259. On deck is Bob Will, and down in the hole is Bob Steak. In the bullpen, Dick Drott working for Chicago. So Brosnan goes off. He worked five fine innings, allowed one run and one hit. That was on Randy Jackson Homer. Brosnan walked three and struck out six. So the Cubs bat in the seventh with one on, none out. Pitched along, fouled away, strike one. Nothing and one on Dale Long. Drysdale delivers, sidearm, low, and it's ball one, strike one. One and one, doubleheader tomorrow, friends, don't forget. Come on out if you can and see the Dodgers in their farewell appearance before the long Western road trip begins. 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. Outside for ball two, and it's 2-1. Hey, gals, when you go out shopping later on, don't forget to pick up a good supply of those paper quartz for the weekend. Schaefer Quartz, a handy way to have your Schaefer on ice. And when friends drop in, well, you've got a good supply. Two balls, one strike. Here's the pitch. Outside, fastball, and it's ball three, strike one on Dale Long. From St. Louis, next Wednesday and Thursday, we'll have those two games on TV. The series opens Tuesday. But the Wednesday and Thursday games on TV, 8:55 on Channel 9. Of course, all the games on Dodger Radio Network and the station you're listening to.
3-1 look. Here's the pitch to Long. Inside, and he's on with a walk. Based on balls number two by Don Drysdale. So the Cubs now trying to kick up something here in the last top half of the seventh. Two men on as Tanner goes to second base, and Dale Long is on at first with a walk. Bob Will comes up. He is struck out, flat out, and grounded out in the hitting 237. And now Clem LeBaron is up and throwing in the Dodger bullpen in right field. 5-1. Brooklyn leads. We're playing in the top of the seventh. Two on, nobody out. And the Dodger infield now comes to double play depth, trying to get a pair against Bob Will. Foul ball hits straight back to the wire. Strike one. Strike one count. Drysdale out of the stretch. Checks the runners. Here's his pitch. Fouled away, right back to the wire. Strike two. Nothing in two to the Chicago leadoff man, Bob Will. Long at first base, Tanner at second. Two pinch hitters have both gotten on. Here's a look by Drysdale and the pitch to the plate. Foul tip out of Campy's glove, and Will holds up there. Strike two. Nothing in two. The look, Drysdale ready, delivers. Foul ball straight back. So Will getting just a piece of it as the strike two count on him with Tanner at second base and Long at first base. Chicago batting in the seventh inning. The Dodgers lead 5-1. St. Louis 9, Pittsburgh 4 at the end of 7.5. Cincinnati 5, Philadelphia 4 at the end of 5, at the end of 4.5. Drysdale ready, the 0-2 pitch. Bouncer hit the third, Jackson comes up, steps on the bag, throws to first base, and it's in time for the double play. Hyder took the throw on a big bounce and got Bob Will for the double play. And now before Bob's seat comes on, let's pause for station identification. This is the Brooklyn Dodgers Radio Network.
Dial 1460 WOKO Albany, WOKO, the Capital District's most talked about station with downtown studios in the Hotel Wellington. Now back to the Dodger-Cubs game.
Randy Jackson took that ball just a few steps in the bag, came over and made the fourth out on Tanner coming down. Then his throw didn't have much on it to first base, but I just took it on the bounce and still got it in time to double up Will. On the play, Long goes into second. Here's Bob Speak at bat. Two outs, one on. Drysdale now working here in the top of the seventh inning. Checks his runner. Here's the pitch. Fastball moves outside. Ball one. Left-hand batter, Bob Speak. One ball, no strike. Drysdale ready. Delivers. Ground ball to the right side. Gilliam over, and the ball bounces off. Junior recovers, throws. Not in time. Gilliam going into short right field to knock the ball down. It bounced off his arm. He picked it up and fired at the first base, but not in time. And Speak is on, and an error is charged on Gilliam. On the play, Long goes to third and holds up there. Charged on Gilliam as Ernie Banks comes to bat. He has a double and is struck out twice. Speak getting life as Gilliam juggled his ball on the grass in short right field. Ernie Banks the batter, hitting 268, the Chicago shortstop. Two on, two out, seventh inning. Drysdale out of the strip. Here's the pitch. Fastball comes in low, ball one. Clem Levine busy in the Dodger bullpen in right field. One ball, no strike. The look in the pitch. Fastball in for a strike at the knees, and it's one and one to Ernie Banks. One ball, one strike. Drysdale takes off a couple of times, now gets the one he wants. 1-1 pitch. Curveball is fouled upstairs, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Ernie Banks stands in waiting. Runners at first and third, Long at third, and Speak at first. Drysdale ready. Here's the pitch. Fly ball hits the center field deep. Backboard goes Snyder. Back, and it's gone. Home run for Banks in the center field stand. And it's now a 5-4 ball game as Ernie Banks hits one into the center field seat for a home run. To reduce the Dodger lead to one run, the home run by Jackson hit in the sixth inning. Up now is Walt Morin, who has singled once in three turns at bat. So 5-4, as the Dodgers lead the Cubs here in the seventh inning, Morin waits. Drysdale now steps off. Morin, the big left-hand batter, and the Chicago right fielder is hitting 308. Ernie Banks wraps his 19th of the year and drives home two in front of him. And puts the Cubs right back in business. The runs are unearned. The inning was prolonged when Gilliam bobbled Speak grounder. Morin takes a strike on the outside corner. Top of the seventh inning. Brooklyn 5, Chicago 4. Pitch, ground ball, base hit to the right side. Cavoli down on one knee, picks it up and fires it back in, and Walt Morin is on, and here comes Walter Austin out now to see about Drysdale. In the inning for Chicago, pinch batter Tanner singled to right, pinch batter Long drew a walk. Will then bounced into a double play, Jackson to Hodges. Speak drew life on the error by Gilliam, and Banks hit a home run. Morin now after the home run has followed with a single to right field, and Clem Levine is being called into pitch for the Dodgers. So it's a 5-4 score. The tying run is on base. Levine is being called in here to try to hold him for Drysdale. And in the top half of the seventh inning of the ball game here at Ebbets Field. And despite the fact that the Dodgers hold a 9-1 edge over the Cubs this year, they've really had the battle to beat the Cubs. Levine is coming in, and as Clem comes on, Al's going to run down the shape of scoreboard for us and give us a report on the other games. Okay, Al.
All right, John. Milwaukee and the Giants at the end of 7.5 innings of play. It's 5-0 in favor of Milwaukee over the Giants. Drobic going for Milwaukee. Gomez, McCormick, and Worthington have all pitched so far for the Giants, and Crandall and Covington have hit home runs in the ballgame. Cincinnati, Philadelphia, at the end of 5. It is 5-4 in favor of Cincinnati over Philadelphia. St. Louis and Pittsburgh at the end of 8.5 innings of play. It's 9-4, St. Louis leading Pittsburgh. Over in the American League, the Yankees and Cleveland at the end of 5.5 innings of play. It's the Yankees 2 and Cleveland 2. Boston and Chicago at the end of 5 innings. The White Sox are leading the Boston Red Sox, 3-0. Parkinson, however, in the fifth inning, at a home run for the White Sox. Washington, Detroit, at the end of 5.5 innings of play, it is Washington 3, Detroit 1. Kemmerer against Larry. Lemon and Severs, at home in that ball game for Washington. Baltimore and Kansas City,
Ball game delayed because of rain. The starting pitchers, however, have just been announced. Johnson for Baltimore and Arnold Porter Carrero for Kansas City. Well, that's everything up to the minute, yeah?
We will be back on side.